is 8:20 on a Thursday. Do what we do every Thursday at 8:20. Tom Schmaltz, Chinkabazoo, what is your coffee? You got a good coffee story. It's not only a coffee story, it's a North Dakota hunting story.
Yeah, it's a North Dakota hunting story. I grew up on the main flyway for ducks and geese, and we'd have hunters from all over the U.S., and my folks always had two coffee pots going, and they'd go through a case of Folgers a month.
Just to accommodate the hunters.
Just to accommodate. And it could be that my mother had one freezer full of baked goods, Coogan's pies, bars, cookies. And once these hunters from out of state found out about it, they'd go, hey, could we get a cup of coffee?
Right.
Because they knew it was coming on. And we had land around all these sloughs, and it was a great way as a kid to meet lots of people and grow up with interesting stories from the millionaires down to just the average working guy from all over. And we actually had a lot of hunters out of the Wahpeton, Fargo area that would come every year.
Uh-huh.
So it was a great way to grow up.
Absolutely. What a great story. See, everybody's got a coffee story. Kathy Dickman, what's your coffee story?
I actually think coffee smells way better than it tastes to me. So I like coffee, but if I have coffee, it's going to be regular coffee,
a
little bit of cream or milk or even a Coffee Mate, anything like that. And then I like it, but not I don't have it every day.
Fascinating stuff, and I can't wait to hear part two next week.
I just love listening to her.
Coffee stories, definitely.
That is so much fun. And then she brings up the businesses that also sponsor these. And
I know.
I learn something every time, and it's just fun. It's like story time with Janet, and you don't want it to end.
I know, and I find myself just listening, and it's like, no, I got to be thinking of some questions,
Yeah, it's
too,
like the little kid that doesn't want to go to bed. They want one more story. That's how I feel when I'm in here going, no, don't end yet. You can have the zoo time. Let's take it.
Exactly. So you got Bill Dablo and Kathy Dickman in one place, and that's the only thing that can shut us up is when Janet starts telling us.
And that says a lot.
That says a lot, believe me. Hey, thank you again for calling in last week. You were at your zoo conference.
We
How did that go? Give me a final wrap up here.
Very well. Again, Mazda's been around a long, long time, and we've sponsored it at our zoo for quite a few times. And in fact, it started here in Wahpeton.
I was going to say, started that.
Well, it started even before I was here.
Okay.
So they had one of the meetings here, and then when we came on board, we said, let's keep going with it. And we sponsor quite a few because it used to just rotate between four or five zoos who takes it. So we were able to post it more. But there's so many more people involved now. And I think one of the reasons, or some of the reasons are, it's there's no fees involved. It's a support organization of peers. And you just get together. Years ago, we had pizza and threw some money on the table for some beer. I mean, that's how you discuss things. Because you can go to any conference, and any business person out there will tell you right now, you can go to any conference and you learn a lot at the sessions, but then you get a lot of the chit-chat and the exchange of ideas and things in the bar.
Exactly.
Afterwards, as you know. Yeah. And so it's basically we had some great sessions. We did some work. We visited with colleagues, and it's just a two-day event. And so it's very cool. And it was at Tangayika Wildlife Park Zoo in Goddard, Kansas, and you've heard us talk a lot about them because of our relationship as friends, but also as colleagues, and they have done more in the Africa projects, if you will, than anybody that I know personally.
Right. Fantastic stuff. Tom, how was your experience with it?
My experience was good. We had a great time down there, and you get to see colleagues from same size facilities from different parts of the Midwest that you only get to see once a year.
Mm-hmm.
My only disappointing factor is we brought four lemurs back, and those little buggers didn't drive at all.
Really?
Yeah, they just pretty much slept the whole trip. You know, I was waiting for one to tap me on the shoulder and go, my turn.
They're a little vocal.
No, the lemurs are actually quiet.
They are vocal.
I'm thinking of the gibbons. I always get that.
No, they are also vocal. They have this chatter. He always calls them the silent ones. They're not silent. When you hear that, like a chihuahua.
That's the lemurs.
And I thought they were going to be very noisy on the way back.
Well,
and
they couldn't get a word in edgewise with Kathy talking.
They didn't even make a peep. I had to keep checking on each kennel. I'm like, let me take a look here. And I'm, you know, buckling my seatbelt and going to the back seat and looking at them. And two of them are only 5 months old and they're darling.
Wow.
And then the other two came, Remley and Max. And we take pictures of them so that we can, they all have transponder IDs, but so we can visually see them or identify them. We take pictures of them and memorize their spots and their colorings. There might be one little thing different. And I was talking to a keeper. I said, do you guys need my pictures? Do you know them apart? And mm-hmm. one of the keepers said, Max is the one with the bowl cut.
It's like Mo Howard, right?
You know, it's just like, yeah, you just kind of have to find your own way of identifying. And keepers are really good at identifying the animals.
Fascinating.
So if you think five lemurs were good, wait till you see the nine in there together, which, of course, will take some time to quarantine and acclimate. But they will be, they'll be out soon.
Right.
So.
Hey, I got to take you back and compliment you to great art. No, you're going to take a bow for this one and compliment you on that great article you wrote about people coming back to the zoo.
Oh.
Does that happen a lot? That's got to happen a lot between between the kids, the junior zookeepers, and all of the things that you've had as far as outreach down there. When somebody comes back, and I was fortunate enough to be there the day that happened.
Yeah, you were there.
And it's like, you know, Kathy, hey, you know, I still feel a part of this.
Yeah, yeah. Arnold Jivin came back, and he was a junior keeper. He was in many classes with his brothers for 5 years with his brother. And so he came back and said, hey, Kathy. And he comes frequently. I didn't recognize him. He's grown up now. And he said, hey, I just wanted to say hi. And what a great time we had at the zoo, and what a big part of that is in my life. He now owns exotic birds. He's got all these things. He specifically mentioned Tom on a trip.
Well, yeah, Schmaltz leaves a footprint.
He does, and sometimes it's
hopefully
just...
Hopefully it was good.
It's usually very good, believe it or not. but yeah, we do. And I real quickly, this young man came to the zoo with his family,
mm-hmm.
Growing up, had kids. And when he was a kid... He talked to me on the pathway. I said, yeah, when you were a kid, it was so hard to keep you focused. You always wanted to look at the zoo machinery and the John Deere gators and the tractor and the backhoe. And he said, I know. He said, you tried to reel me in, and everybody was doing animal stuff, and I just wanted to look at the equipment. And I said, so what are you doing now? He was a mechanic for RDO.
See? Okay.
So what goes around comes around.
Absolutely. And again, that's the Schmaltz footprint there.
Yeah.
I'm certain of that.
Well, I'm just happy we got to be a part of his growing up.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, I don't think he's the only one. I think, you know.
We're fortunate.
You don't even realize. Hey, let's talk about some things coming up at the zoo.
Yes.
You got everything from cooking classes to Zubu.
We have cooking class. There's room in our Halloween baking class, cooking/baking class. Kids will be taking their food home with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that happens. That's at 10 o'clock on the 28th, and you can sign up for that by calling, or however you want to get a hold of us. We'll get your kids signed up, email, whatever you want to do to get you signed up. And then the other thing is Zubu, and Zubu will be starting to decorate mid-month. And that'll be the 28th.
28th this year. 28th. That's the change. You're going to have that on that Saturday.
Yes. And the Northland Timberland Band will be performing. They are coming in and gifting us this. And they'll be entertaining in the parking lot because of the nice long lines. People will have something to do.
Right. That's a great idea.
We've got hot dogs and cocoa for sale there, too. We've got a lot of different things. We're just trying to get people to be entertained while in line. And, of course, when they come through the zoo, they're going to get a lot of stuff. And Tom loves to decorate for Zubu.
I know you do.
You wouldn't realize it looking at me that I'm the decorating guy.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Jack.
Yeah, that's not the first thing that comes to
Jack
mind.
Jack Lawler does a number of, he does a lot
Jack
of
is
it.
The decorating and guy, and I'm going, great job, Jack. You know, used to be myself. And whichever volunteer I could sweet talk into it. And then Jack came on board, and he helped me a couple of years, and now he's just taking it over, and I am so happy.
You're okay with that.
Yeah, we have one of the inflatables, Frankenstein. He's always down by the snow leopards and the grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
He's over 25 years old. Every year we plug him in and go, come on, Frank, you can do it. And we keep him up for like 3 days, and then we fold them up, put him back in his box, and I'm just totally amazed every year when we plug Frank in,
because he's still
16 feet tall, and he still stands up and greets everybody.
I love that too.
And the pirate ship's one of my favorites, and that's always on the hill by the concessions. But Ariana and it does a great job with this, and in Brittany, and they kind of run with it. So my job's pretty easy on this, and I love my staff.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. I was giving kudos, and you do. I can speak from experience. You have a fantastic crew down there.
So it's coming up. So, again, it's the 28th, not the 30th any longer. 28th. Okay. We're going to have it the Saturday before Halloween. We've kept the fee at $5 across the board, and it's 4:30 to 6:30. And being on a Saturday and being a little bit earlier, not too early where you're not going to enjoy the lights, but it gets people to come from afar. Or get the kids there. They don't have to get in bed early for school.
Yeah. And if the weather's good, you're going to have a fantastic turnout.
We're going to have I think people show up for it anyway because it's quick. Mm-hmm. They can spend as much time or as little time as they like there. And I think that's the beauty of it, too.
It's a great event. Tom and Kathy Jink, Bazoo, we're out of time. I wish we could talk a little bit more. I got to get you in here some morning. We can just do the whole show.
Let's do that.
We need to
talk about zoo sessions.
Yeah.
And we'll do a special day on that if we could.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at you, and the art is amazing.
Well, it's coming along.
Yeah, it's coming along.
I might be an artist someday. I might just be. Tom and Kathy, our morning zoo. We do it every Thursday at 8:20. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Got a mostly cloudy sky, 60 degrees. It's Thursday, September 28th. From the Twin Town Villa News Desk, I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. An 18-year-old man is accused of stealing a backpack with over $20,000 in cash from a food truck Egg Roll Queen in St. Paul. Police responded to the food truck September 13th when the owner called 911 to report a theft from her vehicle. The owner claims the bag included the business's past month's proceeds.